Hey everyone, welcome back to Bottles and Bottles, the uncut, unfiltered, unprepared podcast where we talk a little bit about whiskey and a lot about the journeys of becoming a first-time dad. Joined here with Bill, it is what, like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday?
Yeah, and it's our usual time.
Yeah, good, nice shirt, by the way.
Thanks, I mean another
GV.
I feel like I come with a GV art shirt every week.
Yeah, another GV art shout out.
I think Kobe day this week, 824. So I figured I'd wear the Kobe shirt today.
There you go.
One day after Adam's birthday. Supposed birthday.
Yeah, supposed birthday. Adam's out. I don't know. Where is Adam?
Just gallivanting. Probably pre-birthday festivities.
Pre-birthday frolicking.
Yeah, who knows?
Something like that. We miss you, Adam. Looking forward to having you on the next episode here. So we're going to dive into, one, our 1792 full proof that I'm bringing to the table today.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of excited to dive into this.
And two, I looked up some and have found out some really interesting, I think interesting, pregnancy facts. It's just a random list of facts that I wrote down because I thought they were super interesting. Okay. So we're gonna go over some of those things, see if maybe you have some insight on some of them. Maybe you're like, oh no, that's false.
Yeah, we'll see if they line up.
Okay. Well, let's jump into this 1792 full proof. We don't see this a ton in Cleveland.
No, absolutely not. It's about maybe once a year they drop around Thanksgiving.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Usually the whole lineup drops usually around Thanksgiving. The full proof, Bond, Sweet Wheat, they all drop. That whole vertical drops. Usually around Thanksgiving time.
I like their stuff. So they're out of Bardstown, Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. At Barton.
The Barton Distillery. So this is, again, the 1792 full proof. This is 125 proof. So 62.5% alcohol.
You're up there. So being full proof, it went into the barrel at 125, did whatever it did in the barrel, and then they brought it back to 125.
Yeah. Yeah. So the composition here, 74% corn, 18% rye, 8% barley.
Good amount of rye in there.
Mm-hmm. This one's aged for 7 to 8 years, obviously in American white oak.
Mm-hmm.
The MSRP, so the retail price, is between $50 and $60, which if you can find it at a retail price, this is a good pickup.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a really good pickup. This is the first time I've had it. I think we've done the Bottled and Bond.
We did the Bottled and Bond earlier, yeah.
Yeah, which is also one of my favorites. Now, this is a lot different. They kind of forego the chill filtration process. So that allows it to kind of go into the barrel at a higher proof and kind of maintain a lot of that robust flavor. So anything that you're noticing when you take a sniff or a sip or anything like that, that stands out to you? I'm trying to like kind of process what's going on. And I don't know that I've had enough time to process that yet. what are you thinking?
I mean, kind of to me, like Weller Antique, it hits me with a big burst of cinnamon. This is hitting me with a similar burst of cinnamon.
Okay.
As it hits my palate.
I get that. And I just had some cinnamon toast this morning. So it kind of goes well.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Now, Barton Distillery, that's owned by the Sazerac Company, correct?
I think
it is.
Okay.
So obviously the Sazerac Company, that's
Buffalo Trace.
That's a lot of things. So that's who, and I'm looking up right now, they do own.
Okay.
So Barton is owned by the Sazerac Company.
I thought so. I wasn't 100% sure.
Right. So they're about 60 miles apart down there.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I'm really liking this.
It's delicious. It's the 125 proof doesn't hit too hard.
No, not at all.
There's not a big ethanol burst.
Mm-mm. Like even compared to last week, Adam and I had Whiskey War, which I think was 116 proof. That one was a lot hotter.
Yeah, this is probably just more refined.
It's, yeah.
I mean, it has history to it as opposed to the Whiskey War. I believe that's a little newer.
Man, that is good.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, that's really good. Have you had a lot of 1792 products?
I've had your Bottled and Bond. I've had the small batch.
Right.
And that's it. Okay. I'd be very interested in the sweet wheat.
Yeah.
There's a big joke around Ohio that sweet wheat goes for a stag junior 1-to-1. But that's not
the case. Why is that a joke?
That's not the case because the sweet wheat does not hit a stag junior secondary pricing goes probably 250 to 300 depending on the batch in Ohio. And older batches get obviously more.
Yeah.
Higher and higher. But sweet wheat probably sits around maybe 80 to 100 on the secondary market. So it's just a joke around Ohio.
Fair enough. All right. Well, while we keep sipping on that, let's get into these random pregnancy facts. I have not shared any of these with you.
No, these are going to be good. I'm excited to hear these.
Yeah. So Morgan and I are right around that 31 week area. So
single digits. Holy smokes.
I know. It's crazy. And I really need to finish packing my go bag and all that stuff. Adam and I talked about a little bit about this last week.
Go bags last week.
A little bit. And just kind of the preparation. I'm planning my different routes to the hospital.
Oh,
making sure.
Different routes.
Yeah, like different routes. Interesting. Because what if it happens at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Where are you guys going again? Metro?
Metro Health. Yeah, downtown Cleveland.
Downtown Cleveland, okay. We did Fairview, so it was...
Okay, that's where I was
really only one way to get there.
Yeah, yeah. So I just... There's a lot of construction there, so... I've figured out my routing. I have printed directions in both of our cars.
Cool.
We do still need to go to the fire station to get the car seat inspected.
Be a good choice. What car seat did you get in it, by the way?
The Nuna?
Nuna Pippa?
Yes.
Nuna Pippa, yeah, XL? Nuna Pippa?
No. I think it's just Nuna Pippa.
Okay. Because there's like different Nuna Pippas.
Oh, Lord.
We'll have to go through the car seats.
All right. Next week is car seats.
I'll bring our car seat.
I was going to say, I have a different one.
In your car? You have two?
Yes. We have two different car seats going on.
Holy smokes.
And the only reason is because Morgan has a lot of generous friends at work. We were given a certain car seat. And Morgan wanted the lighter one, which is the Nuna.
Which is the Nuna, yes.
So... At any rate, we'll get into car seats later on. Let's get into some of these pregnancy facts. So I looked up the 29 to 32 week area.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? So this says the fetus can stretch, kick, and make grasping motions. 100% true because you know what?
The baby. Seen all that?
Oh my gosh.
You've been seeing it?
Yeah. You can literally see the baby's like moving in Morgan's stomach. It's crazy.
So wake windows for the baby because. Wake windows now and through the rest of pregnancy kind of transition to real life. So when is Morgan noticing the baby awake? When are you noticing?
10 o'clock at night.
So that means if that continues now, that first week before the baby knows what's day and night, that will be when the baby's awake.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, it's usually like when she works, mm-hmm. You know, she works 12-hour shifts. So it's usually when she gets home, mm-hmm. she'll eat something and lay in bed,
yeah.
and then the baby starts going nuts.
Yeah, generally, I think that's similar with what Lindsay went through. She's a teacher, so she was up on her feet all day.
Yeah.
Baby sleeps all day when you're active. Then once you calm down, baby wakes up.
Lovely. Can't wait for my 10 p.m. wake-up call.
Yeah, when we're relaxing.
Yeah. So I find that to be super true. I've actually been playing the guitar.
Nice.
Got a nice new Taylor guitar, which I'm super happy about. I've always wanted one. Finally got a trade. I actually traded two guitars.
Oh, look at that.
To get this one. So both consolidating and getting something that I really want. Kind of a win-win there.
I know all about that.
Yeah. So the baby does love music.
Mm-hmm.
I swear every single time that I've started playing guitar, the baby starts going crazy.
Uh-oh. Is he or she going to be a groupie?
I think he or she is going to be a groupie. I might have to watch on that if it's going to be a she. So,
yeah, you don't want a she groupie.
Right. Okay. So, again, 29 to 32 weeks, lots of movement going on in the stomach. You can actually see it, mm-hmm. you know, in the stomach. This says eyes can sense changes in light. How is that possible if they're in the fetus?
That's like kind of like the flashlight. If you do flashlights over,
mm-hmm.
over Morgan's belly. The baby probably, I would guess, kick or hit or
really
kind of towards the flashlight. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try that. I've got some really high powered lights that I'm going to blast at Morgan's stomach and see what happens. No, probably. Just kidding.
Just a nice level one Apple iPhone flashlight.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Okay, cool. I'll give that a shot. So bone marrow is forming in the red blood cells. So bones are starting to kind of take shape and, and take their form, which is kind of neat. The head may have some hair, and I have some more statistics on hair later on in this segment.
Okay.
And if it's a boy, the testicles have begun to descend from the scrotum.
Good for him.
Good for him. And I can't speak too much to that, but...
Can't speak to descending testicles?
No, mine still are up there. No, I mean, because we don't know if it's, because we don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
That's true. That's true.
So it's not something that I've considered. But at this point, that 29 to 32 week mark is when those testes will begin to drop.
Hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. So those are some quick random facts around that 29 to 32 week period. Now is where we get into this list of really random facts. So the uterus grows during pregnancy.
Yes.
Something you don't typically think about. And the stat here that I was given is a woman's uterus is typically the size of an orange. By the third trimester, which is where we're at, mm-hmm. it can be about the size of a watermelon. And it can get up to 500 times its normal size.
That makes sense.
That is, I mean, it's... Like, you think of that and you're like, okay, yeah, of course that makes sense. But that big of a difference is pretty crazy to think about.
No, I mean, with having that fact, we should have an orange and a watermelon here.
We should, but I don't. I think we just have, we have some peaches and I think a couple old bananas.
Yeah, that doesn't give us the picture.
Yeah. Okay, and this is, you know, the lining of the uterus thickens because... You need to get more nourishment mm-hmm. to the baby, right? So everything has to increase in size. So the blood vessels enlarge to provide the nourishment to the fetus, you know, and it's just really increasing in size overall. And that's obviously the baby's growing too, but you don't think of the other organs
right.
in a woman's body that have to grow along with that.
Yeah. Grow, moved, rearranged,
yeah.
repositioned, it's all... A lot of changes.
For sure. Okay, so that's random fact one that I kind of knew, but I didn't know it was that drastic. But no, like when you think of an orange to a watermelon, you're like, damn.
Right. You know? Makes sense physically seeing it.
Right. But. Okay. Fact number two, woman's blood volume increases by 40 to 50%.
Wow.
Which is, and so the Cleveland Clinic study mm-hmm. Had a heart rate study done, and they found a heart rate increase average of 10 to 20 beats per minute
for
pregnancy for the mom.
Wow.
Which I was actually surprised by. That seemed like a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like they'd be worried about your blood pressure.
Right. And that's why you have to go to the
changes.
Right. But that's why you know, especially at this time, we're going to the doctor every other week and right. then soon it'll be every week.
Yeah.
So that those kinds of things can be monitored, and that's why you have to go to the doctor mm-hmm. so that they can test for these things. Because sometimes, you know, they may diagnose something that you were unaware of previously mm-hmm. because it wasn't prevalent. But once you add a human body into your body,
yeah.
you know, your body has to, the woman's body has to react to that.
Exactly, and react properly.
Correct, correct. So I found that one actually really interesting. So it says when pregnant, blood volume increases as much as 50% to help supply enough oxygenated blood to the baby.
Wow.
So it just means you're pumping more blood, which is going, you know, to the nourishment of your baby because mm-hmm. you're housing another human, and that's going to increase your heart rate. Now this is a big reason why some pregnant women feel more tired, fatigued, dizzy, lightheaded.
That makes sense. The body's working harder.
Short of breath because your internal body is actually working harder than it would. And it's like, yeah, that seems like common sense, but it's just hearing these numbers kind of puts that in perspective.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So that's kind of cool. The third one, heartburn linked to a hairy baby.
I would probably...
I want to hear your thoughts. Before I go over any statistics, let me hear your thoughts just on that topic.
No, I would say that runs true with between our two kids. Lila had a lot more hair than Aaron,
mm-hmm.
and Lindsay was experiencing more heartburn with Lila as opposed to Aaron.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that rings true for what I experienced and what Lindsay experienced.
Okay. So I actually read through a whole white paper, and I like this kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm in the medical sales industry, so I found it really interesting. Johns Hopkins University did a study that actually shows that this correlation is true.
Okay. Wow.
So if you're actually having more heartburn, it likely means your baby is going to be hairier, meaning they're probably going to have more hair on their head.
So I'm happy.
They're not going to come out with like a full, like, right, you know, right, mustache, yeah, or right, anything like that.
Yeah, I'm happy our daughter came out with more hair as opposed to our son.
Yeah.
I'm very okay with that.
Right. I understand that because it's hard to quote, I call it decorating a baby. I know Morgan, there's different terms for, yeah, it, but
decorating is a good term. I like that term.
When you have to decorate a baby girl,
right, a girl
who doesn't
is,
have a lot
is,
of hair.
Yeah, you have to
have bows.
Be pretty
galore.
Creative to decorate a baby girl.
That's right.
Baby boy, you can just kind of, he can survive on his own.
Yeah, yeah. So the more I read on this, it's actually the rise in estrogen and something else. What's the other term?
Progesterone.
Progesterone. That's the other one. So progesterone and the rise in estrogen, it actually relaxes the esophagus. And if you have more estrogen, that's going to increase the amount of hair growth. I mean, that's just with human anatomy.
Interesting.
Right? So when you think about that, so this rise in estrogen, progesterone, is actually creating more hair. Women can grow more hair too during pregnancy.
Yes, hair definitely gets thicker. And then post, it
falls out.
It falls out.
Which I'll get to.
Yes.
So you think of this where the estrogen and progesterone are rising to create that hair growth in both you and the baby. But it's also, when you do that, it actually relaxes the esophagus, which is resulting in that heartburn or acid reflux.
Interesting.
So that's kind of, yeah, like, I found that really weird.
No, extremely, absolutely.
So, and you talked about hair loss. So it is normal. I watched a news, I went down the rabbit hole the other night on YouTube. Yeah. It's actually normal for hair to fall out of pregnancy. It's not a permanent thing,
mm-hmm.
But when you're going through the stresses of delivering a baby after you just had this huge influx of estrogen to create, you know, promote more hair growth and all that stuff, when you have the baby, it causes a lot of stresses, and that actually causes the hairs to recycle. And that's why some women will find after pregnancy, they'll, when they wash their hair, like clumps of hair will come out.
No, it's very true. Absolutely.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I literally had no idea.
The amount of changes that
our
wives go through is
right.
Phenomenal.
It's wild. It's wild.
We're very lucky that they're tough enough, because I'm not tough enough to do that.
No, I mean, I've already lost my hair, so I know that feels. and actually, the most random fact is losing your hair, not losing your hair completely, but thinning out your hair and all that kind of stuff is actually more common than having stretch marks. Now, I don't want to ask if Lindsay had stretch marks, but do you think that's a very common thing to experience, is stretch marks in pregnancy? Is that something people should?
Yeah, I'd believe so. I mean, me and you work out,
mm-hmm.
and I know I've experienced, if you get bigger at a quicker rate and then kind of shrink back down, there's those stretch marks. So I wouldn't say it's uncommon, because they're going through a way larger change than we ever do.
True.
But I've experienced them, and I don't see why they wouldn't.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So at any rate, I found that kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
The whole hair loss thing. I went down a rabbit hole the other night.
It's
hair loss and hair growth and this and that, acid reflux. So very common. So if you're experiencing that, don't worry about it.
Now, how's Morgan doing with heartburn?
I don't know that she's ever had heartburn.
so are you worried that there will be a hairless baby?
Now that I've read this statistic, I think so. I think I'm like, man, she really hasn't. Now,
you used to have a lot of hair.
I used to have a lot of hair. I still have a decent amount of hair. I just shave my head.
You just shave it, right.
by choice. But I think both my brother and I had really thick hair coming out. What was the term Adam used? Like, fetushood. After fetushood.
Fetushood, okay.
When we came out of fetushood, which is what Adam calls it, we both had a lot of hair.
Okay.
So I've never really considered it. I, again, have continued to have a lot of hair. My wife has really thick, lustrous, gorgeous hair. Quick side note, we had our maternity photos this week. Came out awesome.
Awesome.
Came out really, really cool.
Can't wait to see some of those.
Yeah, we'll post some pictures on the Instagram if my wife is okay with it. That is. But at any rate, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
This study kind of got my mind working, but
still certain it's a girl?
I'm still certain.
Have you lessened your...
No.
Oh, your stance. No,
99.99% sure that it's going to be a girl.
Wow.
So we'll see. I know Adam and Bill came up with a punishment. If it's a boy, I have to take a full Glencairn glass, wrap my mouth around the entire the entire rim of the glass, and take an ounce and a half as quickly as possible.
Yeah, in front of your son, so he sees.
Yeah, as a punishment. Okay. Anyways, next fact. Voice change. Did you know that there's a potential voice change?
No.
Okay. So again, when you're talking about these hormones, the rise of estrogen and progesterone can not only do things with the hair and all that kind of stuff, but it can actually cause swelling of your vocal folds. Meaning that some of the higher notes are actually lost and some of the lower notes are enhanced. So I guess if you have a pregnant wife and she comes home and she's like, hey, I want a beer, like, you know, something like that. I guess that's normal. I had no idea.
Hopefully she's not asking for a beer when she gets home.
Well, they ask for it, not that they can have it.
That's true, yeah.
But I found that kind of weird that there is actually some studies out there that show that the voice can change in the mom.
Interesting.
Pretty cool. Baby hearing voices. Now, I know you're a big proponent of this. Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of reading and talking to the baby and all that kind of stuff. I've gotten a little bit better at it. Good. I found it weird at first.
It's different.
Right.
But reading, I think, makes it easier. Because obviously you're talking to Morgan whenever Morgan's home. Because obviously you want her to hear your voice over to like Snooki's voice on TV or something like that.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching Jersey Shore, yeah,
my wife is going to know Chris Hansen, or my baby's going to know Chris Hansen's voice better than mine because Morgan watches so much 2020.
But no, the reading makes it, I think, easier because then you're reading words on a page and then you feel like a family as opposed to just talking to a stomach.
Right. And so this starts around that 18-week period is when the baby can actually start hearing voices and hearing things like that. And then by 20 to 26 weeks, it's actually more responsive. So it actually can start to recognize familiar voices. And I think that's like the biggest part. Once you reach that like 20 to 22 week period, you should really start this whole process of getting in regular communication with your future baby. So a couple more quick facts before we jump off here. Babies can taste food in the womb, in fetushood, as Adam would say. Fetushood. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that.
Will we ever know? I don't know.
But like, because as you grow old and your parents are like, well, with you, I always ate this. And with your sister, I always ate this. And it was, I don't know if it was Ben or Amy that my mom said all she wanted was Big Macs. I don't know.
Big Macs.
That was the craving.
Very specific thing.
That was the craving was Big Macs back in the early 90s. But probably when they actually were beef patties.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't get the tasting thing for a baby.
Okay. So the study shows that, and this is just a study that I read. I don't know the credibility of this. It's not from Johns Hopkins University. It's not from the Cleveland Clinic. Something I read online that stronger flavors, for example, garlic, can actually pass through the amniotic fluid. so the baby can quote unquote taste them.
I could see that more so along the lines of if it's something strong and harsh, the baby mm-hmm. would kind of be
like this foolproof 1792.
Yeah, would be PO'd as opposed to. I feel more so it'd be more of a sense of it being harsh versus mellow,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like knowing that tastes like garlic.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah. On. No, I think that's legit. And they did actually have a study where they had pregnant women drink carrot juice.
Hmm.
And they found that their babies were more likely to develop a positive tasting result to that.
Hmm.
So that's kind of an interesting fact. That one I couldn't find any like very credible sources on. Yeah. So you might want to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah,
but right. I still found it super interesting. The concept of babies being able to taste food in the womb.
That's kind of
crazy. Next one here, we got two more.
Okay.
Taste and smell changes. This kind of goes along with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, normal changes disrupt, your taste and smell receptors, which mm-hmm. is why some women have some weird cravings and things like that.
Aversions or cravings, right?
Correct. And while that's normal, as I went down the rabbit hole on this one too, it's actually could be a sign that there's a nutrient deficiency. For example, if your pregnant wife or girlfriend or partner, whoever comes home and says, I need like a burger. They need some kind of red meat. It could actually be a sign that the baby is iron deficient.
I can see that they need something.
Right.
It's kind of them telling your body that you need something.
Yes.
That's
exactly. I think so
it's like a little mind control device.
Right.
In your body.
Right. And I think that's why it's important. You know, some nights Morgan's like, oh, I want ice cream. I want this. I want that.
Yeah,
but like,
do
I
it.
Don't want. Yeah.
Just
she's
do
like,
it.
She's like, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to gain. Now keep in mind, she's only gained. I mean, she's gained like a very minimal amount mm-hmm. of weight. Like she's just all belly. She's still fit. She's still, you know, running and doing
this
all that
is,
stuff.
Yeah, like, I feel like at this point, I think, what do they say? The baby should be gaining half a pound a week now for the last 10 weeks.
Mm.
So it should be like another 5 pounds, like over the next 10 weeks.
Really?
I think it's half a pound a week. Okay. They say the last 10 weeks.
Interesting. Well, that's why I told Morgan, I said,
now it's just fat storage.
Mm-hmm. And it, you want to look out for these deficiencies. So look, if you're craving something, Eat it.
Yeah.
It might be something that it's like, oh, the baby wants this, but maybe it's something that the baby needs.
Right, you're craving it for a reason.
Right, maybe the baby needs more dairy,
mm-hmm.
and you want ice cream.
Pump some. Yeah, pump some dairy in there. Pump some calcium in there.
Get an IV going. Throw some, you know, Jenny's ice cream down that IV. Whatever.
Right. I also have read somewhere that now that you're in this last 10 weeks, yogurt and the cultures in the yogurt are very good for smooth skin for a newborn baby. So
really?
at this point, pound the Greek, pound the whatever, Faya, Chobani, Oikos.
Okay. So even with the Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
that's
start
okay.
ripping some yogurt with the cultures. It's very good for a baby's skin.
Ripping shots of yogurt?
Yeah.
All right.
Those Danimals.
I'll take some whiskey and I'll pour some Greek yogurt into one of my Glencairns and Morgan can suck that down.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, hey, eat whatever the baby's craving. Mm-hmm. That's most important. Last fact before we jump off. At any given time, and this is a study from 2019, approximately 4% of women in the United States are pregnant. 4% of women, no matter what age, anything like that, 4% of women in the United States are pregnant.
That's actually at any pretty
given
amazing.
Time. That's pretty wild.
Which is wild because, I don't know, I don't want to get too off topic, but there's all these, everyone says that right now could be like the most populated the earth ever is.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me because less women, less people are having babies.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive. It's a lot of work and it's
for sure.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So it's, we'll see if that trend continues. Mm-hmm. But 4%, 4 out of every 100 women. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. At any rate, we're going to wrap up for the day. Thanks so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. If you're not already, follow us on Instagram at bottles.n.bottles. Swing over to our YouTube channel. If you're not already there, we'd appreciate a like, a subscribe, all that kind of stuff. We got a lot of cool stuff coming along. So with that being said, have a wonderful, wonderful weekday, weekend, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And as always, bottles up. Ooh.